For years, Wisconsin has boosted spending for youth mental health services, but families are still struggling to find help for their children. Corrine Hess has the story of what one Fox Valley family has gone through. A content warning, this story contains descriptions of self-harm.
Christine Gerke returned home from parent-teacher conferences last spring and found blood on her bathroom floor. Immediately, Gerke ran to find her daughters. In a bedroom, her 17-year-old was sobbing. Next to her was her 15-year-old. She seemed to be bleeding everywhere.
My oldest daughter had walked into the bedroom at the very moment that the younger daughter had been self-harming. She had probably 100 or more large, long, deep cuts in arms and legs, and we had just found that out.
Gerke and her family would spend months trying to get help for their daughter. They took her to facilities across Wisconsin. They spent hours on the phone with providers and more than 6 months on waiting lists. She said the struggle her family has experienced over the last year illustrates how difficult treating youth mental health can be. Gerke's daughter has been battling eating disorders and bipolar disorder. And Gerke says Wisconsin's system for treating youth mental health is simply over capacity.
There's such a deluge of children, you know, in this very small, limited system.
WPR is not naming Gerke's daughter because she's a minor. In order to avoid identifying her daughter, WPR is also using a name other than the one Gerke is known by. She was one of dozens of parents who shared their experiences through WPR's Wisconsin. According to the State Office of Children's Mental Health, one in four Wisconsin girls has seriously considered suicide. Linda Hall, who heads that office, is blunt about the issues facing teens and their families.
The system is broken, right? If you want to get a mental health appointment, you have to wait 4 to 6 months. Well, kids in crisis, this is not an answer. Sometimes you have to prove that you need mental health treatment. We don't make people do that when they break their arms.
10 years ago, about 15 patients a month went to UW Health's Pediatric Emergency Department for psychiatric care. That number has jumped to 40 visits a month. Governor Tony Evers wanted to increase mental health spending by $500 million last year. About half of that would have expanded mental health services in schools. But most of the money was cut during the legislative budget process. Hall says even without increased state funding, there are some simple steps she hears time and again when speaking with young people.
Kids want to feel heard, and they want to feel like they belong.
Looking back, Gerke wishes she would have intervened earlier. She says she wants her story to be a wake-up call for both policymakers and parents. Her daughter stopped leaving her bedroom when she was about 13. She spent too much time on her phone and stopped enjoying the activities she once loved, like reading, kayaking, and bicycling.
All of these thousands of hours that they spend click, click, clicking on their devices, and they don't get outside, they don't breathe fresh air, they don't spend time with friends, they don't spend time with their families.
Gerke asked her daughter what could be done in school to help students struggling with mental health. The girl suggested a half hour of talk therapy, similar to what she has gotten during her inpatient hospital stays. So far, those sessions have been what has helped this young woman the most. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story is part of an occasional series on youth mental health and Wisconsin's efforts to address it. You can find more at WPR.org.